Yeah, how are you guys?
Yeah, because Ruth heard us talking about her going on the Bake Off, so she's phoned in.
Well, that's lovely. Thank you so much for listening. Now, how are you in the kitchen then? Are you a domesticated goddess?
I wouldn't quite say that. I'm quite good at cooking. I don't have much time for baking. So it was all a little bit new to me. And I have to say, I was pretty nervous.
All right, so you filmed it already?
Yeah, through the magic of television, this was all filmed in the October break. But it was the whole thing. Like, they had the tent up. There was, like, Paul Hollywood and Prue and Sandy Toksvig and all the rest of it. So as someone that's a bit of a fan of the Bake Off,
yeah.
I had a little moment to myself. I'm not
so
going to lie.
You did it during the holidays, so you don't have to give your fee to charity like Kezia Dugdale did, right?
No fee. My partner lost her mum to cancer when she was 14, so we do quite a lot between us for cancer charities. And when they phoned and asked if I would do this, honestly, I didn't have to be asked twice.
Wow, so good for you, Ruth.
I was happy to get down for that one. But, I mean, it's properly good fun, and some of the celebrities that are in there, I'm not sure, like myself, that they've seen one side of a spatula to the other either.
Can you tell us what you baked, Ruth?
I'm not sure if I'm allowed, but you know, because it's you, I will. So I had to do a big meringue tower, and then I had to do a kind of a loaf bake, and then the technical, it was a mystery bake, and I'm not sure. It's definitely worth watching our episode, because I'm not sure any of us made anything you would put in your mouth.
Right, I think we need to ascertain, is it a cake or a meringue?
No, you're right, it's a cake.
So what about the double entendres then, for example, when it comes to your meringues? Do you have a soggy bottom or a firm bottom?
I have to say that I'm not unused to a soggy bottom. I certainly think that there were some disasters in the room. But there was also a couple of people that got the old Hollywood handshake in my round as well.
Wow, so, amazing.
Exactly. Okay. I think you're probably feeling generous because it was charity.
Ruth, just quickly, which is likely to crumble first, your meringues or Theresa May's government?
My meringues every day of the week.
Ruth, you're great fun. Thank you for being on the phone.
No bother at all. Have a good day.